This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers December 12th at the Oakland Arena. Hey, did the Jonas Brothers do the song The Year 3000 back in the day?
I believe so, yes.
I love that song. I used to hear that all the time.
That's a Disney song, isn't it?
It is. It was on Radio Disney. Jonas Brothers are performing December 12th at the Oakland Arena, and we're going to have tickets all week. Oh, here we go. That's how young they are. I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but we live underwater. And your great-great-great-granddaughter is doing fine. I wonder if they do that one. Look at how little they are. Like little boys.
How could they not?
I know.
they were
little boys, right?
They got to do it, though.
I know. I would hope so. It was a big, big deal, big song. Anyway, Jane also has a pair at 4 o'clock. So all this week, we'll have a pair each morning, and Jane has a pair at 4 o'clock. If you call right now, you get to talk to Hooman. Yeah. Call number 9, 800-400-3697.
That song came out in 2002, so
oh my
17
God.
Years ago.
That's incredible.
Change, they got to do it, though.
Live underwater. That was a big hit. Oh my God, we used to sing that song at my house all the time. I don't know why we don't anymore. It's weird. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
It's so yummy, and it's perfect for this weather, making some slushy drinks.
Oh.
RadioAlice.com for recipes.
Oh, you know what I just thought of?
What?
I think we're getting another snow cone machine for the
4th
of July
party.
Maybe I'll do like a premix vodka-based thing that I can pour over it for the
do that.
Adults.
Maybe I'll ask Matt. Help a sister out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He could be our official sponsor for the snow cone machine.
That'd be hilarious. Snow cones. Boom.
All right, boom.
Oh, let's do blueberry Uzettis.
All right.
Over ice.
Yes.
Woohoo. Anyway, thank you to Tahoe Blue Vodka for bringing us the trash. So, have you watched any episodes of The Handmaid's Tale?
I have not. But before you go on, the lead actor,
Elizabeth Moss,
is one of my favorite actresses of all.
She's great.
She was incredible in Us. She was incredible in Mad Men. And I think I've seen her in a couple other. I just think she is interesting and
she's just a great actress.
So like, good
right.
at it.
She's you. It's weird because she's weirdly
gorgeous.
Fascinating.
She's gorgeous, but she's not in the traditional sense.
Right. There's something about her that really sucks you into her face, and you just you can't look away. I agree with you. I think she's great. That everybody on the show though is great. The wife, her name is Serena. It's the wife of the family that she lives with in The Handmaid's Tale. Is I don't know what her name is in real life, but oh my God, the woman who plays her is also amazing. And I think it's Ralph Fiennes who plays the father in the head in the household.
I've never seen it, but man, it is picking up so much traction. What season are they on? Third?
Third season just started. Bryn is almost done with the second season. I have not yet started the third season, but I just love the show. It's based on a book by Margaret Atwood, and I think that everything in the second season was past book one, so they're writing their own thing now.
Serena Waterford is named Yvonne Strahovski.
She's great. What do you think about her? I mean, she's...
Oh, I love her.
What a complicated person.
She is, yeah, super mean when she, you know, when she puts
and
it on.
And then glimmers of humanity that you're just like, oh my God, maybe she can be saved.
There's some hope.
But there isn't.
Oh, you sure?
Oh, these difficult people. Oh, I don't know.
Man.
I don't know if there is or not.
I'm on the last episode of season two, so I'm seeing some hope, but just spoiled it for me.
Nah, I didn't spoil anything for you. Anyway, The Handmaid's Tale. It's a big deal right now. It's a show on Hulu. If you don't have Hulu, maybe you don't know anything about this. But anyway, the book's a great read, too. It's super late. It reminds you of, like, 1984. Like, things have changed in America.
Not in a good way.
Right. No, in the worst possible way for women.
Right.
They seem okay for dudes.
I mean, I don't know the book, but you've told me enough that it seems...
It's horrible. Ritualized rape. It's all
but
happening.
But you like it.
It's a fascinating show. And the acting is so amazing that you just... It's like... But in a way, it's despair porn. Like, it's...
Despair porn?
If you love despair, that's a show for you.
I don't love it.
Yeah, it's...
Despair...
Porn.
Okay, that's a new one to me.
I don't really want to watch a show and feel bad.
No, you feel like any little minor glimmer of hope actually lifts you up so high that you just... live for those nuggets, I guess.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it's all about the writing and the acting, because I've said this about Dexter before. You find yourself cheering on a serial killer.
Right.
And you go, run, Dexter! You know, if you try to explain to someone that this character is a serial killer.
Mm. If you start with that,
it's hard to justify
why you're so into that
character. So if you've got good writing and good acting, which I imagine that's the case here, I get it.
So The Handmaid's Tale, people love it. They're into it. It's a crazy world that these people live in. It's obviously a made-up world. Kylie Jenner thought it would be a good idea to throw a birthday party inspired by the TV drama over the weekend in honor of Stacey Karinikolaou, her best friend not named Jordan Woods. She transformed her house in Hidden Hills. You know, they all live in that same little community. All the Kardashians live in this place in Hidden Hills.
Hold on. Someone named Karen Kolekanow? Wow.
Stacey Karen Nikolaou.
Is she Hawaiian or Russian?
I'm going to say Hawaiian.
Okay.
Just Pacific Islander?
I don't know. All right.
Karen Nikolaou. You got a picture of her there? Stassi, possibly.
It's Anastasia.
I would say Stassi. Stassi. Yeah, because her name is Anastasia. Oh. So I would say Stassi.
Stassi Karinikolaou. Yeah.
Would you ask me if I have what?
A picture of her? Or
I sure do. I'm pulling it right now.
So this is her new best friend because Jordan Woods is out. Although she met... I'll tell you that story later.
Here she is.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
She's the blonde lady?
Yes.
That, she doesn't fit her name at all. Maybe she is Russian.
I can't tell what picture Brynn has there. Are they on the bicycle?
They were.
Because they have the same shape.
She doesn't look Pacific.
You know what I mean?
They do. They have the same butt. The same.
Like, they went to the same doctor
for
sure.
That's what I was just going to say. So they have the same doctor is what you're getting at. Okay. Yeah. Well,
she got a blonde clone of herself.
I saw a picture yesterday of Kim Kardashian, and despite knowing that it's all...
fake?
Doctor assisted, she's freaking gorgeous in that picture. Whether or not that's what it looks like in real life, or you
who
see...
Who even cares? All we ever see is the pictures. I don't see her in real life.
I don't know. I mean, if you see people and up close and you see surgery scars and... I don't know. That can be...
Sure.
Scary.
Yep. Anyway, back to the party that Kylie threw for her friend, Stassi Karinikolaou. she transformed her home in Hidden Hills into the set of, Gilead is the name of this new... It's a region of the United States that's been taken over by this sort of religious sect. And they renamed it Gilead. So all the guests were encouraged. So it's really cool. Do you have the front of her house? Like, on Instagram, I think this is on Kylie's Instagram... She posted what they'd done to the entrance of this place. So they were all going to watch the first episode together and celebrate this girl's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And they have this sort of long red
hallway. The video.
Hallway.
I have the video up if you want to see that.
Yeah. Show Vinny that.
Here
and
it
listen,
is.
Kylie's voice isn't annoying at all. All right, here we go. So they walk through and they've got... and by the way, so the people catering this party, they were all dressed as Marthas, which is another class of women who take care of the homes.
The red outfits that these gals are wearing, that's what they...
That's what the handmaids wear.
Handmaids
specific.
So that's how you know you're a handmaid, is if you're wearing that red outfit.
That's how you know you're getting ritualistically raped every month. fantastic. It's such a great show. Anyway, so the internet sees this go up and they're like, is this really a good theme for a birthday party? And I'll throw it to you guys because I have my feelings on it.
Well, knowing what I know from you, from the show,
yeah.
No, it seems gross and just so backwards and mm-mm. Kylie, but it's Kylie and she's
if she likes the show and
there it is.
And her friends like the mm-hmm. show and
it's weird
to judge this at all. I let her have the party she wants to have. Like who cares, right?
True. We can go both ways back and forth, but tone deaf, yes.
Yeah. It's funny cuz it's I would definitely be like, huh, this is the theme of the party. But then on the other hand, she likes the show.
Yeah, she likes the show.
Like, and she's got the money to get the costumes, I guess.
If you go to Comic-Con, you're going to see 1,000 people dressed as a Handmaid's Tale person. I mean, you can't run up to them and be like, you can't dress like that. And everybody's also going to be like, well, I'm dressed as Game of Thrones. Why aren't you yelling at me?
Yeah.
There's incest on that show.
And all the stuff on that show. All the murders. Right. And yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're going to watch the episode. But, the internet is, of course,
judging. She's got
this.
All the money in the world.
What is the internet saying?
Oh, the internet says, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. How tone deaf.
Well, there's
it's
all these
ridiculous.
Stores that stop selling the Handmaid's Tale costume for Halloween. And I'm like, why? Like, who cares? If someone wants to dress like that for Halloween, it's the devil's holiday anyway. Why not?
Thank you.
Here's a few of the comments. Holiday. Can someone please reassure me that Kylie Jenner's Handmaid's Tale themed party is a phrase I hallucinated on this festering grease trap of a hell site?
Oh, Jesus.
Someone else said, women's bodies get policed on a daily. Some states are trying to ban abortion. Yet Kylie Jenner thought a Handmaid's Tale themed party was a good idea. Here's another one. Not that I had any before, but at Kylie Jenner just lost all my respect in business. The Handmaid's Tale is not a joke or laughing matter. It's about the rape and oppression of women that's happening right now in America. It's not really.
It's not. It's a show, everyone.
I've never witnessed this level of ignorance in my life.
It's a show, everyone. Like, calm down.
Did this happen in real life?
No.
At one point.
No.
In history.
It's actually set in the future.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Is it really?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I know of. It's horrible. I mean, it's a hard to watch show. But also has such beautiful moments in it, too.
Everybody's got their weird lines. If we play Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast right now,
six.
Hooman will go,
six.
Why do you always have that
the
ready?
Number of the Beast!
Don't sing it with such joy. Don't look at me. Don't smile. Turn. Don't do the devil's horns in my
face.
See,
that's the. But see, there's your line. Yeah, you've
right.
got a line.
Everyone's got a line.
Devil music. You don't like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
oh,
I don't like
go.
Devil music.
All right,
I don't think that's too uncommon.
I think
is it?
Iron Maiden's just going, we're just singing a song about some stuff.
Yeah, about
it's no
the
big
devil.
Deal.
Yeah, we want to sell some records.
Everybody calm down. We're just having some fun here.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. With social media, like if it wasn't for that, we would have never known that she threw a Handmaid's Tale party. And it's like, look, is there anything wrong with it? No.
If it wasn't for social media, she wouldn't have thrown the party.
If it wasn't for social media, we would not know who she was.
Right.
Oh, my God, the days of no social media.
She wouldn't be the youngest billionaire, self-made billionaire.
You're not kidding about that. Oh, my God. So anyway, praise be, everyone.
Is that
what's the other one?
The show, right?
Yeah, why do they say praise
blessed
be?
Blessed be the fruit.
Yeah. And
may the Lord open is the response.
What's
the
praise open. Be?
Praise be is just the phrase that it's a very, like, you know, they're all supposedly religious and there's these.
What do they worship in that show?
I'm God, I guess.
God, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Because in Game of Thrones, it's like that fire demon thing.
Well, there's the seven.
There's the seven,
the old gods, and the new gods, and then there's this fire.
Yeah, there's the fire
the
thing.
The fire god.
And
the Lord
one,
of Light, that's his name.
Lord of Light. And so,
and this one, I think it's just God.
It's just
it
God,
seems
okay.
like sort of hardcore, like weird sect of Christianity.
Oh.
They don't really get into their religion that much, except those weird rituals that these people are just. There's the aunties, and they sort of are in charge of the girls, and they train them on how they.
You mean the madam?
Like that. These girls, each handmaid gets assigned to a family, because the point is, fertility rates in America have plummeted to like never before seen lows. So people aren't having babies. So all the fertile women are rounded up and made handmaids. And the couples who were married as they went into this thing, they're their wives and the husbands.
The commanders.
You've seen all this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They are assigned a handmaid if they want to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And each month there's a ritual that goes down where
when the handmaid is most fertile.
Right, exactly. On her
ceremony
night.
They're counting, right.
So it's like it's like a cultic thing that's born out of the Christian
faith. It's disgusting. There's a whole ritual that has to happen with this. And then the wife sits on the bed with her legs spread and the handmaid lays between her legs and the wife holds onto the arms of the handmaid while the husband looks into the wife's eyes.
Supposedly look into the wife's
eyes. This is too graphic.
Yeah, it's hideous.
But you love it.
Oh God, the show is great. Those scenes are very,
so
very
wrong.
Difficult.
I understand why you want to watch it, but that's why in talking about Kylie Jenner's, I go, oh, it's so yucky and it just seems so wrong. But I understand what you're saying.
But she loves it. If you were invited to a Handmaid's Tale party, would you go? Be honest for once.
Would I go? Yeah. Well, are you going to get the costume for me? I don't want to have to bother with that.
Well, they'll have it provided for you.
Oh, yeah, I'll go to that.
It's a millionaire doing it.
Oh, okay.
And then you have to reenact some scenes.
No, I'm not going
to reenact
any
scenes. Just show up in the costume.
You can just play a Martha.
I want to be a Martha. Oh, my God. The aprons that the Marthas wear, I'm going to try and make those.
Oh, put it up on Slappy Stuff.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Thanks for the tip.
No one write or mean email for making these aprons.
I'll be handmade inspired. Kylie Jenner. Oh my God, how am I out of time here? So Jordan Woods was at some party last night, and so was Kylie Jenner, and so was Tristan Thompson.
Oh,
fun. So Kylie left the ultra VIP area to go down one level to the mini VIP area where Jordan Woods was, and they met and had a very nice exchange, and everyone said it wasn't awkward at all, and neither of them gave the time of day to Tristan Thompson.
Hmm. Hey, can I ask one question about Handmaid's Tale? Yeah. Is it possible to, if you're one of the women getting raped, can you get a promotion? Can you get out of that position in life?
No.
Can you get elevated?
As long as you are fertile, you will be assigned to a new. And once you have a baby, by the way, then you have the baby and that baby is gone.
You might be able to breastfeed the baby, but.
You can maybe breastfeed the baby, but you're.
But it's not but your
you're
baby.
You're always a slave.
Yeah.
Always.
Do you ever get to marry your own person?
No, your whole life revolves
whole
around
life.
Making babies for other families.
See, other families.
It's just so wrong.
Making babies.
Oh, it's super wrong. But
it's
that's
wrong.
Why we're hoping that, you know, our hope is that they can overcome.
Break away.
Yeah, break away. And,
Something's got to give this season. Oh, I mean, the despair porn has to end.
Wow. Does it?
I feel like it should at some point. I don't know how many dates they're going to do.
Bum, bum, bum.
A couple notes here on concerts. First of all, Coachella 2020, the festival dates have been announced and the tickets are going on sale. There are no acts yet.
Didn't that just end?
It did. So
that's an April show.
April 10th and 10th through the 12th and April 17th through the 19th, 2020. Pre-sale tickets go on sale this Friday. June 14th. This is months before the lineup's even revealed or even booked. And it won't matter because the pre-sale sells out every single year, and then there's a secondary general sale that follows after the lineup announcement in January.
There's something about that desert. People love it.
They do. Well, and the show's been pretty stellar last few years. They've dropped the prices a little bit. A general admission band is now going to cost only $400, down from about $430. And VIP bands, looks like they're down from $1,000 to $930. These are, of course, before fees, you guys, which are unclear at this time, so could climb right back up. Let's see. Early birds can lock in their tickets a day earlier by buying a package of festival passes with a hotel stay via something called Valley Music Travel. So if you're into it, you can get there early. And Woodstock 50 has taken another hit. First, they lost their funding. Then they found another partner, unbelievably. And now the place where they want to have it is saying, nah, we don't want you.
Aww.
It's been circling the drain. This could be the final nail. I mean, it should be. I feel like the final nail should have been a couple months ago. Watkins Glen International officially backed out of the venue, leaving Woodstock without a home. 2 months to go before it's supposed to happen. Watkins Glen said, We've terminated the site license for Woodstock pursuant to provisions of the contract. We will not be hosting Woodstock 50. And then the event's second producer, the ones that just signed on, CID Entertainment, also cut ties. They were going to do camping and travel packages and transportation. And the organizers are still refusing to pull the plug. Last night they said, we're in discussions with another venue to host Woodstock 50. August 16th through the 18th. Look forward to sharing the new location when tickets go on sale in the coming weeks. Fire Festival, anybody?
I know.
Anyone else feeling like this might be? Uh-huh. At this point, like, come on, you guys. It's time to give up the dream. But it's hard for people to give up their dream. There's never going to be another 50th year anniversary. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Helicopter crashes in New York.
Uh-oh.
And anybody who lived through 9/11 went through severe stress, can imagine.
Yes.
Palo Alto makes the news and more after the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday we announced the big deal that's happening in Sonoma. So the Sonoma Harvest Music Festival, and it's happening in September, the 14th and 15th, and another weekend, the 21st and 22nd of September. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have your chance to win tickets, so be here for that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way.
Your way.
Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. First NorCalCU.org. Okay, so the Warriors overcame the Raptors and the refs yesterday to win the game and stay alive in the NBA Finals, 106-105. Game six is Thursday night. Well, then, aye, aye, aye.
Will it be the same officials?
No.
Thank God.
I don't think so. Awful. Reffing. Awful. Just awful. That's a travel. You can't like just
the whole,
walk
you
down
said everyone
the floor.
On the court stopped.
Everybody stopped as this guy walked down the court and then...
Didn't get called.
No. A guy just runs by and catches his friend's ball and dunks it while everyone's standing there going, wait a minute. You can't walk with the ball.
No.
Anyway, we got the win, so I'm just going to calm down. Kevin Durant's out, though, and that is bad news.
Terrible
he looked
news.
Good.
He did look good, and then right up until he didn't look good.
He looked really good.
I'm sorry to hear
I it. Think he made three-pointers right off the bat.
Three threes.
He looked good.
You guys needed those, too. Yeah.
And then he just started doing too much, and that's when it...
We're headed back down to the Bay Area. And we'll be crossing the Golden Gate Bridge to get over to the Oracle.
Anyway.
So that's how you get there, right?
Right.
Yep. Take that way.
You keep going that way.
Yep.
Just
okay,
keep
I'll
going.
Do
You'll
it.
Find it eventually.
Take the long way.
There was a helicopter crash yesterday in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah, what the hell?
Right. Exactly right. Like, what the heck?
What kind of a helicopter? Like a traffic copter or like a tourist copter or
there's
some rich guy's
like a
copter?
A CEO type, CFO type helicopter.
No.
I guess it holds, I don't know, Vinny, like four, eight people or something like that.
Oh, a big copter.
The helicopter crash landed on a high-rise building in Manhattan, killing the pilot.
Mm.
But frightened workers who all lived through 9/11 headed for the stairway and not knowing what the heck. And, of course, they bottlenecked right there in the stairwell.
So you're saying people who felt the impact on the top of the building were working inside it, didn't
and
know
ran
what was
for
happening.
It, right.
Oh, my God.
So this happened midday yesterday, 11 minutes after the copter took off. Apparently, there was some rain falling, and the pilot was trying to wait it out and then decided to go anyway.
Oh.
So one of the things that... Let me see if I can I highlighted it. And of course, oh, there's Cuomo saying, everyone who lived through 9/11 has some level of PTSD.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. That's
and
true.
So this is one of those incidents, while they say no terrorism, nothing, no foul play. I guess they haven't reported whether there was something wrong with the helicopter or what. I haven't been able to find a specific, this is why the copter went down. They're alluding to or saying it may be weather related, but I don't.
Oh, they were saying a low ceiling that he may not have been, he got confused and may not have been able to see what was happening in front of him.
Oh, here's Cuomo. Of the, if you're a New Yorker, you have a level of PTSD from 9/11. As soon as you hear an aircraft hit a building, I think my mind goes where every New Yorker's mind goes. And there's no indication that that's the case at all. Right. But clearly everyone in New York had a very stressful day yesterday.
Mm.
I'd reported this from Palo Alto yesterday. I wanted to follow up. It looks like Palo Alto has, in fact, adopted one of the strictest plastic bans in the Bay Area last night. Some residents in the city say they didn't go far enough. But it's a great start. It's good news. They're going to be stopping the use of plastic straws, utensils, and stirrers in all food service establishments this January. And there'll be even more
good
plastic removed by July 2020, which, by the way, is just next year.
Mm-hmm. It's a year away.
But just next year, though.
It's crazy.
2020. Anyway, the proposed bans are part of a larger city effort called its Zero Waste Plan. And I would love to see more cities do that.
Did you see the news out of Canada? They just banned...
Yeah, the Warriors won.
No, the other
That is
news.
The big news.
That is the big news out of Canada. But the second biggest
the
news...
One?
They just banned all single-use plastic throughout across Canada.
Great.
Right.
That's great.
I think there's only 30 million people in Canada. But... still, I mean, and I think it's all by next year or 2021, possibly. I don't know. I just glanced at the story this morning. But they've just banned it. Trudeau.
So good.
That's the end of that.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff doesn't break down.
Right? It's plastic.
Well, I do understand when they, whoever developed it, I don't know, whoever's, clearly there's so much of it, someone's getting rich off of it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It does hold up.
Yep.
Too long. That's the problem.
Right.
But I mean, I can
so
see as they developed
it. So it's not appropriate for single-use stuff.
They thought that, hey, even, you know, how many TVs have you gone through in your life?
Right. And those are made of plastic. The whole
Where's
housing
that
is.
Thing, the one you don't look at anymore?
It's still there.
Right.
It's still somewhere.
In a pile.
Yep.
All of us who've had 10 TVs.
9 of them are in a pile somewhere.
Right. So that's the point. I wanted to mention this real quick. I'm not trying to bring anybody down. This was a story. There's a country music star whose kid, he's 3, just drowned in a pool. It's a big problem in the summers. So if you've got a pool, if you've got a kid, what they're suggesting here is teach your kid how to swim.
Right.
You have to take them to swim lessons. They say here, according to the CDC, drowning is the number one cause of unintentional death among children ages 1 to 4.
Oh, my God. Number one cause.
And this music star, the report was tweeted out, and they didn't say what had happened, but I just, my own, of course, my heart broke. I thought, oh, God, a 3-year-old. What could have happened? And then just right behind that was our son drown in the pool, and you just go, no.
And if you know, it's not like these are isolated things. It happens.
So teach your kids how to swim. And the other thing, and this is, we already talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it yet because, you know, I've been a little busy, but learn CPR.
Right.
I mean, I already know it, but I need to read, I need to take
Well,
classes
and if
again.
You're watching kids at the pool, watch the kids and get a pool, get a surface alarm. You know, there's a thing where if anything goes into the water, an alarm goes off.
Mm.
If you're not out there and they've snuck out of the house, and there's a reason that pool gates are mandatory.
Right.
We've been talking about the first responders stair climb coming up. We're going to have a first responder come in here. Talk to us and teach us a few things.
Oh, Lexi's taking donations at LexiFirstResponder.com.
Or RadioAlice.com. Radio Alice always gets you everywhere you need to go.
Okay, that's good.
Right. And Vinny, just in that tone, there was a boy that died yesterday, 14-year-old,
Chrissy Field,
down the street.
I know.
He didn't know how to swim, and he was there with his buddies trying to cool off. But just another thing about the hot weather is, you know, watch out for the young kids, the elderly, your pets, sunscreen, all the stuff.
All the stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about a fast fact?
Yeah.
Fast fact, 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 fast fact, fact, fast fact. I love those.
The polo shirt.
Yeah.
Was designed so that the collar could be turned up to protect your neck from the sun when you're playing tennis.
That's a cool look.
I always thought it was a cool look, too, but I could never pull it off. But I like when other people.
You don't think that's a cool look.
Preppy.
I do. It is preppy.
Oh, my God.
And
that's
such
a Barney look.
I mean, when I see it with a man, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. But when I see it with a woman, I always go, oh, look at her. She looks so classy.
Ooh.
I could never pull it off, though.
As a preppy in high school, I had like 20 polo shirts,
really?
All different colors.
Oh, my gosh.
And those long sleeve button down like Oxford shirts.
Yeah.
Everybody went through the phases. That's pretty normal.
Pop your collar.
Do you ever have an Izod?
Yeah, of course.
Totally.
You had to have the Izod. My mom wanted me to get the ones from Sears that had some different animals.
If it's not a crocodile, we
then
know
forget
it's,
it. Right.
Then it's phony.
We know it's cheap.
I had like two, and I thought I was like, you know, the S. I was like, I got two.
The S?
You know.
Yeah, I do know.
She was the poop.
Anyway, they were designed to actually protect
your neck from the sun
when you're playing tennis.
I like
Perfect.
It.
The reason Tiger Woods always wears a red shirt on the final day of a tournament is because his mom said so.
Aww.
His mom told him, wear red, and he's done it ever since.
You should ask more questions.
You
want to
hear something weird?
Yes.
This was weird to me because I believed Tiger Woods was just a golf robot. I would have never in a million years bet he had 1,000 whores.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey.
At every golf course around that. So I would have just never guessed.
Right.
So we're watching the game last night, and Christina goes, do you think Steph is Tiger?
Oh, don't say that.
And I go,
what? Wait.
Do you think Steph Curry?
Oh.
Who's the
Tiger.
Picture of
family.
No.
And I was like, no, I don't think he's
not,
no. Why are you saying
that?
I
never want to find out that he is.
Why did you just say that? She's
no.
all
what's
no,
she here?
I'm just asking. Uh-huh. And I'm like, no, I think he's fairly religious. And I think that a lot of people that I've spoken with or heard who know him say that he's that guy. He's really
He's a
family guy. But just the question made me go like, oh no.
Did you hear something?
No,
not Steph.
No it's, way. And
of course not.
Oh my God.
But what a weird question.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, would that be more or less surprising than Tiger? Like Tiger, I was blown away. And then it just got worse day after day. We had an actual whore board to keep track of everybody.
And all the ambient
and all
that, too.
I'd be surprised, but not shocked.
If it was Steph?
Yeah.
But
you think Tiger wore the shock off all of us?
Yeah.
It's like, first it was Tiger, then it was Bill Cosby.
Oh, it's a good song.
Hose. Heavy toe.
Anyway, I don't think so at all. I think he's who we think he is.
Let's hope so. I really want to think that.
No, turn this off.
He doesn't
got
have hose.
And every
but
area
Tiger
code.
Did. Yeah, doing it for Tiger.
I did it to myself. I shouldn't have brought
that
up.
It's
a weird
really
question
about,
to be asked, though. I'm like, what?
Interesting, though.
Don't ask me that.
Get
that out of your head.
Now I'm thinking about it. Great.
That's what really hurts. You do it to yourself.
Let me check the calendar.
What about
I need to.
No.
No.
Even Vinny doesn't want that.
Hey, just so you know, this coming weekend on Sunday is Father's Day.
Yes,
in case
it is.
You didn't know, or and I know, you know, Dad's Day is not as important as Mom's Day, but
I say it's they're very all important. Important. They're all important.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably.
I gave John his.
Well,
yeah, probably. Well, your dad, you know.
He's dead to you, so.
You don't write him a little note every year like, hey, it was great having you for dad yeah. 3 years.
You meant so much in my
for
life. Three, you did so
three
much
years
for me.
Three, I, yeah. No, I don't.
Our text number. Before I give it to you, if you're driving, please don't. Don't even.
Resist the urge
leave
to
it.
Text us.
Whatever you got to say will be
it
fine.
It can wait.
We'll be here.
Don't text and drive. 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
You are going crazy with that.
707 says, it's funny how on board Hooman was with Kylie's freedom to choose how to party, but the second that Praise B is mentioned, he gets defensive about who they are praising.
No, I was
and what gods are portrayed.
I was asking. I wasn't defensive.
He just wanted
I just
to know.
Said,
he's Christly.
I said, who, like, what's the religion on the show?
Elizabeth Moss is interviewed on The View, and she said author Atwood did write Handmaid's Tale based on all true events that have happened somewhere in the world.
Oh,
that's
awful.
What I thought. I totally thought that this was
combining
all
everything
and made it happen in America. Don't do it, Margaret.
In the future.
It's awful.
650 says, calm down, Hooman. The devil's not real, and neither is his heavenly nemesis.
Silence.
No comment from you, woman.
Oh,
he believes
it?
In the devil and God, so you can't talk him out of it. I've tried.
Hooman telling people to calm down over the oppression of women sums him up perfectly, says 831.
It's a TV show,
you guys.
And it's a show that I don't even watch. Sarah loves the show. Why are these all coming at me?
I love a show about the oppression
of women.
It's
what people wrote. I don't know. Why are they?
It's the girl had a party about a show she liked.
Blessed be the fruit.
A show that's fake.
Middle or open.
Show that doesn't Praise exist B. in the future. Everyone's offended.
Under his eye.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know, like God's watching you?
Yeah.
Under
his
eye.
And all the spies, all the people who are like the lookouts, they're called the eyes.
The eyes.
650 says, so it's not hot enough here for John and Debbie, so they went to Alaska?
Yeah. It rained the whole time they were there, too.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm dying to hear all the stories. I'm sure.
Are you?
I'm sure they had a great time.
Well, first
Hopefully.
We woke up, and then we stayed in the tent because it was raining.
They rented a house in June.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But the guys had to go out fishing, so I'm dying to know how all that went.
Had yeah. to. Ooh. You mean they wanted to?
Allegedly.
Ay, ay, ay. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with heavy metal.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.